Getting the facts right. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Fact, it's a group that we've started here in the state out of concern for some of the things going on, and it's Farm Animal Care Coalition of Tennessee. And we've organized to help with the welfare of farm animals across the state.
That's Dr. Dave Whitaker. He serves as the director of MTSU's Horse Science Program in Murfreesboro, and he's been involved with several groups to form the Farm Animal Care Coalition of Tennessee, or FACT, an effort to help educate the general public and producers about proper farm animal welfare.
We'd like to work as an education arm. We would like to help promote good welfare for animals, be involved in cases where we need to as far as a responder where there has been abuse. And so that's our aim and our purpose.
Now, the Farm Animal Care Coalition is made up of several of the state's existing ag groups, including the Department of Agriculture, the Tennessee Cattlemen's Association, the Pork Producers Association, the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association, Farm Bureau, Co-op, UT Extension Service, Farm Credit, and the Tennessee Egg and Poultry Association, along with many others.
We have a business plan, and we're in the initial stages of trying to put together the funds to get this thing off the ground. We want to hire a full-time person, and that person we hope to hire within the next few months. So right now we're busy trying to market FACT and the association and try to move forward with that.
Dave Whitaker is serving as president of the Farm Animal Care Coalition of Tennessee, and they're hoping to counter any measures that might threaten the future of animal agriculture in Tennessee.
There's a group, several groups, that would like to do away with all animal agriculture, and we don't think that's the right move.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.